Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
A lot of these guys may not be here. And my thought process with that is, okay, are we going to take a step back because of the age? And two, what is the plan after this year? You better bring some guys into the draft to develop that you have in 2025. John, where's your head at all this?
You know, most of the things, like, if you try to, you know, be in John Malkovich and jump into the head of Kyle Shanahan, like, you can kind of make sense. Like, okay, I get why this happened. I understand this move. I understand, like, even the stuff that didn't work out. Like, I kind of get it whenever you're trying to look through Kyle's eyes. Then I get to the offensive line, and it's just like, I can't figure it out. I can't. Mm-hmm. Not only did you not sign anybody, you didn't draft anybody last year. You didn't draft one single O lineman, and you were a subpar offensive line. And so you brought them all back. All right, cool. Hey, maybe continuity will bring things to where they are. It didn't work. Didn't work again. Then you go through, you know, free agency. You brought back the same group. I love that they signed Feliciano, though, by the way. I do not want Burford ever playing again personally. But what are you going to do? Like, you've got to get somebody in here. You've got one good player in Trent, and I think you have a quality starter in Feliciano. And then it's John Chapman, Brian, and Al Sacco out there doing the best they can to protect Brock Purdy. And it hasn't worked. And so you've got to change something. Now, having said that, they don't play rookies. The free agency is kind of in the rearview mirror. So even if you do draft a center in the first round, like Graham Barton or Jackson Powers Johnson, who's probably gone way before you get there. But even if you do, is Chris Forster going to be like, no, we like Jake Brendel and the continuity? So
it's scary. Center, no chance. There's no chance that a rookie is starting at center in a Kyle Shanahan offense because the center is responsible for all the protection calls. So
what
I think
if
there's
they graduated
zero
from Duke, Brian.
Well, I mean, obviously he's smart, but they also have Nick Zakel, who went to a very smart school, and he still can't crack the
he got
lineup
beat out by Ben Barch.
Jake Brendel, but Kyle Shanahan has started one rookie offensive lineman since he's been here, and it's because they drafted him 10th overall in Mike McGlinchey.
And Burford.
Kind of Burford came later
in
the year.
I mean, you're right. He did start, but again, there was that rotation. Not week one.
It wasn't week one, but it was his rookie year.
But, I mean, they started working him in. And I think they would have done that with – I think they would have worked in Banks if he didn't have the injuries that he had. his rookie year. But with that said, if they draft, I think what they are, what they did by bringing everybody back is to say, look, we made it to the Super Bowl with this offensive line. We were the best offense in the NFL with this offensive line. We know that we can do what we want to do with this offensive line. So it gives us flexibility to go into the draft and say, listen, if a guy that we love on the offensive line falls to us as 31, we'll take him. But if there's not a guy there that we love, but there's a position somewhere else, then we'll take that, you know? And I think this draft is deep at tackle to where you could theoretically take a non-offensive lineman in at 31 and maybe trade up in round two to get one of the guys in that range. So I think it just gives them flexibility. Do I think they want to upgrade the offensive line or feel like they need to? Sure. And if they don't, I question what they watch. That's the thing. So I have to believe that they are not content, but they also are like, look, we know that we can compete and win with these guys. So let's get these guys back. And then if we find a way to upgrade either via the draft or free agency, we'll do that. Well, the free agency came and the market went absolutely bonkers, right? Like Robert Hunt's getting $100 million. Like what the hell's going on? Right. So they're like, well, then obviously there's nothing there for us because we can't play in that end of the pool. So now we got to look to the draft. And I think that's what they're doing.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And you brought up a couple good points, Brian, previously, where are they going to start building the offensive line around Purdy, where you want to get more stout up the middle? Because he's a smaller quarterback, are they going to do that?
They should.
I haven't seen any.
You're going to keep doing all those damn empty sets. Come on,
you
gotta, man.
You got to protect your franchise, you know. And John, I've said a couple times on the show where, look, there are countless plays why you lose a Super Bowl, right? There's a number of plays why they've lost those Super Bowls, but a couple you can point to are plays where Mike Pearson gets the ball knocked down by Chris Jones. This past Super Bowl, where whatever happened with Burford missing the assignments, that. The randos you've had playing guard may have cost you a couple Super Bowls. Again, yeah. A ton of other plays that also cost you those games. But you can point to those plays as well, where if you had somebody more stout or a little bit better up the middle, who knows? Who knows where you are right now? But it just seems like, especially at guard, they're just kind of content to like, okay, you know, just next guy, next kind of rando up. I thought he would prioritize center a little bit more because he had Alex Mack. You know, they went out and got Weston Richburg. So I thought that would be something. But they seem to be content with Brendel, who's just, again, he's just a dude.
It's not he's horrible, not but consistent he's, good.
He's, yeah, he's not. But he's not good.
He ruins so many center. Drives individually. He makes the right calls, though. And he's decent in pass protection, but I mean, you could count, I don't know, 6 to 7 plays a game where he blocks nobody on a given play. Like he literally will block nobody consistently. Not in pass protection. That's where the guards come in, like you were talking about, Al. And it's just like, look, if you're going to do empty sets, you got to get better guys. You have to. And the funny thing, the weird thing again, why I don't understand, Brendel is terrible at run blocking. That's not a Kyle Shanahan staple. Colton McKivitz is a subpar run blocker. Mm-hmm. The better part of his game, believe it or not, is pass protection. And so it's just interesting to me. Like, is there a change? Is it just, man, we're just gluing pieces together, Mr. Potato Head style? What's going on here? But at some point, eventually, imagine if Trent didn't come back or isn't going to come back next year.
Yeah,
this is the worst offensive line in the NFL that moment like that. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're like in the 20s. I think we ranked 22nd in offensive line productivity. Mm-hmm. I think that's a Pro Football Focus one. But like I heard that, and I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty good. Like, that's the point we're at. We're like, oh, a 22nd offensive line? Nice. Like, I'll take that all day with what I've seen, because it's just – it's so frustrating. It's like our special teams. It's just like we're just used to it being awful. And it's like we're just waiting for games to be wrecked by our special teams and our offensive line. Everything else is great. And I understand salary cap. You got to punt at some position, but not four out of five freaking offensive linemen.
You can't skimp. And that's what they're doing. They're skimping, and they have. And that's what they've always done. And they've lucked, to be perfectly honest, they've lucked into all of the good offensive linemen that they've had since they came here, right? They lucked into Trent Williams, and they lucked into Laken Tomlinson, right? Great move and all, but two, that was the Lions trades, just wanting to get rid of Laken Tomlinson. Mm-hmm. So they did, and he turned into what he did for Kyle Shanahan. But those are the two best offensive linemen they've had here since they came. McGlinchey, you could probably say, is third, and they drafted him, but he did not live up to the billing of a 10th overall, you know. Mm-hmm. And now he's the Broncos' expensive headache. And hey, kudos to him, kudos to his agent, right? Getting paid the way that he did. But it certainly seems like they cannot or do not scout offensive line well at all, and that is a problem. And it's a problem when Trent Williams retires, because like you said, John, that line falls apart without him. He is an all-world left tackle, and he is the rising tide that lifts all boats. But if he goes down or if he retires, they are screwed. Just screwed.
In this draft, go ahead.
I was going to say, you need a right tackle, but you also need somebody who's going to maybe play left tackle in 2025. So you kind of need two tackles right now.